Blackstone Audio presents Which Brings Me to You, a novel in confessions by Steve Almond and Juliana Baggett. For the delectable Ms. Thang, a most arousing companion.
For Betsy McKenzie, 1964 to 2004. You couldn't have imagined how deeply you'd be missed.
The world is full of love that don't come true. R.B. Morris.
And what was it that delighted me? Only this: to love and be loved. The Confessions of St. Augustine. Prelude, September 30th, 2003. I know my own kind. We're obvious to each other. I suppose this is true of other kinds, too. Military brats, for example, anarchists, mattress salesmen, women who once got ponies as birthday gifts. And so I see this guy standing under a white crepe paper wedding bell. So sad, this dopey bell. So exhausted and ghastly, even it wants to be someplace else. He looks embattled. It was a long service in a stuffy, sour church. All the men have sweated through their suits. The photographer has just told him to smile. The smile is beyond him, but he musters something instinctively boyish, then gets hit by the flash. He's a few people in front of me in line, signing the wedding book. I recognize him as one of my people. Without knowing him at all, I'm already convinced his jacket's too big because it's somebody else's. My own kind doesn't plan well. And the cheery boutonniere, already crumpled, did he bump into something? Did he get hugged by somebody's overzealous mother? Was pinned to his lapel against his will by somebody? His sister? His do-gooder friend who loves him out of a sense of charity? Like donating to a nonprofit without the tax deduction? And while pinning it, this sister, this do-gooder, said things like, "This isn't supposed to be agony, you know. They didn't invite you as a form of torture." Still, he can't help but take the new couple's abundant joy a little personally, like they're just doing all this to rub his nose in it. The paper wedding bell. Really? Was that called for? I watch him sign and shuffle off to look for a seat at the edge of things. Our kind can't get enough of edges. Never mind that he's been given a slip of paper to indicate he's supposed to sit at table 7. I'm at 15.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?